For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins the national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Morning, beautiful day up here in Fayetteville. Might have some changes in Razorback Athletics today at some point. Who knows? Who knows? But the reports, if the reports are right, and I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be, if they're coming in from reputable sources, Muss is interviewing with USC for the head men's basketball job right now. And I don't know if that feels like a formality or not, but maybe it does feel a little bit like a formality. So, Matt, we could be in for an interesting day.
It's kind of like a polyamorous relationship, huh? The times are a-changing. Ron Burgundy had never heard that song. If you want to go, you don't want to be here, just the same thing as the portal, you want to go somewhere else, then go on. I wish you the best.
Time-honored tradition in college sports for something like this to potentially happen. It's kind of new that the players get a chance to do this, too, with all the movement. So I don't know what the time frame is as far as when the interview occurs and everything else that goes along with it. But I agree with you, Matt. It's I feel it's a little bit different than just like testing the waters and seeing what's out there, because I think that's been going on for a while right now.
Right. Having your agent talk to somebody or somebody call your agent's different than getting on a plane and going to their campus.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, what was that? The Florida State coach. I don't know that he went to Alabama's campus, but the Alabama people went to his campus, right? That was the difference. Is it'd be different if USC comes to Arkansas to get him when he's seeking him out, going out there. It sounds like he wants to be somewhere else.
I could at least make an argument too that it's a step up from Florida State to Alabama, even with what they've got right now at Florida State and the history there. It's still kind of a step up, to go to Alabama. I mean, you get a coach that competed for a national championship at Washington that decided to move along. And by the way, the person who hired that head coach, Kalen DeBoer at Washington, is the person who's interviewing Eric Musselman right now. Jen Cohen is the athletics director at USC. She was the Washington athletics director when she hired DeBoer, and that was only 2 years ago, and then helped them move into the Big Ten and then takes a bigger job at USC. Although when you think about USC, basketball is way down on the list. In fact, you think about USC women's basketball before you think about men's basketball.
O.J. Mayo, is he the best USC player in the last 20 years? I know baby Jordan Harold Miner is a USC guy, but I think O.J. Mayo, when I try to think of, SC players that are studs. Yeah, you think the Trojan football team if you're thinking USC.
And for years, you might even think about the baseball team if you were that into college athletics, but USC baseball hasn't been, necessarily like a huge player in about 24 years or so, but basketball has never been. And they had a good run under Andy Enfield. It's just, that's a step down. That's the only way I can put it. maybe I don't think Enfield was making the same amount of money that Muss is making at Arkansas. I'm sure that if they want him as the head coach, they'll at least have to match what the Razorbacks are paying, maybe a little bit more because of the tax situation that you've alluded to in California, Matt. But there's no doubt it is a step down. Now, going from USC basketball to SMU basketball, I kind of, with SMU moving into the Atlantic Coastal, the ACC, I don't know, that's like a sideways move, but with the idea that when you get a good team at Arkansas, you can sell the place out, you can get 18,000 in the stadium, and that it is the biggest thing going on in the months of December and in January and February and March in the entire state of Arkansas. This is a bigger job. This is a better job than USC. Not just the attention that goes along with it, but I think the ability to succeed. Now, USC moving to the Big Ten, I think things get probably a little bit tougher for them in that league. And they've always been the second class citizen of college basketball, even in their own city, with UCLA obviously being front of the list. So, I don't know. I mean, it almost feels like... some people have been looking at this from the perspective that Muss has been looking for a way out for the last couple of months. I have a tough time buying the idea that you can look for other jobs when they're not even open. But at the same time, in his mind, maybe that thought was there. I got to get out of here. And I don't know the reason why. If it's a matter of relationships gone sour, or just sticking around at a place for too long when a rolling stone gathers no moss, or Muss in this case. I mean, he is, Matt, he is the, in a coaching profession, which is itinerant to begin with, Muss is one of the, he's been a rolling stone for a long time. Maybe it's just general restlessness. I don't know.
You know, he accomplished a lot of good things here. He's, you know, you look at his career here, you're very thankful to have him. I'm with you. I don't understand what's so good about USC, but sometimes people just need change every few years. And if you look at how his resume is, you know, he's not going to be anywhere 7 years. You know, he's going to go somewhere and get in, get out. And he'll make USC a better program right away. As soon as he gets there, USC gets better. That's no question about it. What are you going to do? You thank him for your time, and thanks for the memories. Thanks for getting Arkansas basketball back going a little bit. We had some down years, and then wish him well. You know, I don't know what else you can do.
Yeah, I think that's probably the right way to go about it. There's no reason to throw, you know, insults or anything about that. It's just this. I almost have a sense that when Muss was hired and you looked at the track record, you're kind of wondering, all right, even with success, how long does he stay at Arkansas? But I expected that the next job would be a blue blood.
A better job. That's right. That's what I thought too. I didn't think it would be leaving after you go, you don't make the tournament and you're down, you're below 500 and you're just kind of getting out of Dodge. I thought it would be, oh, we went 30-4 and we're Nationals runner up, or made back to back Final Fours, and now he's going to Kentucky, now he's going to UCLA, you know, something like that.
Well, look at the uproar across the state because of how bad this last season was in basketball, and a lot of that had to do with, well, he just had this great postseason success 3 years in a row, and all the hype going into this season, and it just crumbled, totally crumbled. And I mean, that turns into the number one topic across the state, and an uproar. And so we've got to figure out how to fix this right now. With the kind of season that USC basketball just had, and I think they had expectations too. They've had a good run under Enfield of late. They finish under 500. It's a big yawn in Southern California. It's not a matter of, well, we're going to argue about how this team has to be reconstructed and everything. That's left to the websites, like the On3 website that broke the news that Muss is interviewing for this job. If they're sub 500 in Southern California, it becomes a total afterthought. Not to the people that run the athletics department, not to, I guess, the 5,000 people or so that show up for men's games, but it doesn't have the same effect as when you have a bad year at Arkansas. And that's got to grind on you, especially for somebody. Look, I understand some coaches will say, I'm not going to pay attention to what's on social media. But for those who are on social media and obviously put stuff out there on a routine basis, I think they do pay attention to that. In some small way, that's got to, I don't know, maybe grind on you a little bit. I don't think it has the same situation in basketball at USC. Now, if Lincoln Riley were to have the same kind of season that they just had with football as they enter the Big Ten, yeah, different situation. They care a heck of a lot more about football in USC and Southern California than they do about USC basketball. Man, maybe that's got to have something to do with it. But I agree with you, too. I would like, if this is the last day that he's the under contract as the Arkansas head coach, hey, you got him back to relevancy isn't the right word, but got him back to being a major player on the national scene that got somewhere in March. It didn't happen the last year.
Yeah, you made some noise. I think he left the program better than when he got here. Had some success, had some big moments. You look at the talent that came through here. You tip your hat and say, thanks, coach. Good luck. I know you'll have continued success.
The other thing is, too, I mean, this is an interview. It is just an interview. I don't know how many other coaches USC has interviewed or planned on interviewing, but we are acting here as if he's already taken the job, as if there has been an offer. Now, I would just expect the fact that, like you'd said earlier in this segment, Matt, this is different than just conversations over the phone, some text messages being fired back and forth. Heck, it's different than if you did a Zoom interview. The coach is on campus. He is on campus at USC speaking with people there on campus that have the decision to make. So with the knowledge of that, I mean, can we go to the perspective potentially of what if they don't offer him the job, you know? Or what if the negotiations break down and they're not willing to offer what Mus asks for? I guess those would also have to be preliminary discussions with an agent before the interview takes place. But let's just say that in the off chance this doesn't happen, he comes back to Arkansas. I mean,
he's not coming back.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel.
After seeing what Juracek's video, the propaganda video, and hearing everything that's coming out, I put it at 0.1%. Like,
you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, Samsonite. You know, I was way off. He's not coming back.
That propaganda video that you said, I mean, what that when you look back on that now with the perspective of this, that almost feels like Hunter Juracek opening the door for Mus and offering him to step out of the house and then close the door behind him. That's what that feels like to me. Almost like not a dare, but like, yeah, you know what? I know that you're looking for other jobs, and I know that this one over here may come open. I don't think USC was open when that video came out. So, but it does feel like a little bit of a nudge. A little bit of a nudge towards that open door.
I just wonder who, you know, you think about the basketball circuit. Do you go get a mid-major coach, somebody who was at a FAU, somebody who's, you know, that one of these teams that made a run? Do you try to go get somebody in conference? You know, I Chris Beard just signed an extension. He has Arkansas ties. Do you try to get somebody that's in the SEC that's already got? Because really, these institutions are just the arm of the name. The brand is Buzz Williams. The name is Eric Musselman. The brand is John Calipari. And then they're associated with the university. Shaka right. Smart, wherever he goes, VCU, Texas Marquette. It's Shaka Smart basketball. You know, it's not Marquette basketball.
The players are signing to play for that.
That's why I wonder who, yeah. Do you go get a young and up-and-comer, or do you get somebody who's already got that cachet?
Well, who knows what happens over the course of about a three-hour radio program, but if it doesn't happen while we're on the air, Ruskin and Zach get a chance to break the news for you, too. Halftime today on a Wednesday includes the one and only Clay Henry. Will join us at 12 noon, and in just a moment, we get a chance to talk with Grant Hall.
Hickey & Hull Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey & Hull Law Partners, specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
And just realize that, and I'd only have to do it if he does take the job today, but if Mus is no longer the Arkansas head basketball coach, I got to make a change on the show open. We've got him talking about halftime on the show open ever since you joined the show, Matt, so I may have a little extra work later today. We'll see. Grant Hall's on the McLarty-Daniel hotline. Grant, good morning. What's going on?
Well, that could just be a nostalgia piece, Phil. You know, it's part of the history, right?
I guess.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. You know, last night I left after 3 innings, not because it was 13-0, but because I was getting so many calls, and it, you know, I was kind of walking around in and around Walker Stadium, you know, and there wasn't much privacy. So I ended up talking to a couple of guys, and I got two diametrically opposed viewpoints. One said that nothing's going on, there's been no interview, there's not going to be an interview, and he would know if there were. And then the other guy said, yes, Eric and Hunter have been butting heads a little bit. You've been sort of seeing it the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette today framed it that it basically from Hunter, it was almost like positive, you know. But anyway, I mean, we'll sit here patiently and see what happens today. I mean, there are some things just for context, I think, that are interesting. Eric, there has been some sort of inquiry, I think, into the DePaul and Louisville jobs. And even going back to, I believe, after his first year, is that when Arizona came open? You know, I believe Eric looked into that. So, I mean, we're in an era, guys, where you can't – you know, Frank Broyles told us – remember when Houston Nutt had the flirtation with LSU, and he said you can't afford for any kind of thing like that to get out there in public. You start losing your support, your fan support. And so, if it comes to the point where there's an actual interview, then, I mean, like I had one guy tell me that Eric talked to him 2 days ago at USC, and today was a formality. I mean, I don't know anything, and I'm just going to suspend until something actually happens. It's been pretty quiet, but it's only about, what is it, about 9-something out there on the coast, you know.
I'm with you, Grant. I think that if they had been talking and now he flies out there, I think it's a done deal now. And I don't know, like I have no sort, but I think that if you're looking at the last 10, 20 years of how these coaches operate and just how it goes, I think he's gone. That being said, do you have a short list? Where do you think? I mean, you got to think Hunter has a short list of guys he wants. Who do you think would be the next ball coach?
Everyone I've talked to about this says Chris Beard. He's not signed the deal yet with Ole Miss that we read about. In fact, people have even told me that he's been really interested for a year and has thought for a year that this job might come open, you know, and biding his time, and that he really enjoyed his experience in Little Rock, really likes the Arkansas people, thinks it's a great job. I heard an interview with him not too long ago where he was having fun with the interviewer and it kind of gave us a side we don't usually see of him. Now, yeah, there are some things in his past that the AD would have to go through and deal with, but that's the name I'm hearing. But again, the other part is just, there's a lot of stuff there that just doesn't add up to me. So, I mean, we'll see.
A lot of stuff not adding up right now. That's for certain. But all you know is right now is that the program's in limbo. I'm sure. It's like what Burns said, the athletics director at Alabama. You're not doing your job if you don't always have a list of coaches that you in any sport that you have ready to go, because you got to be ready for anything.
And Frank Broyles used to say that too. So I tell you one interesting thing. A guy told me yesterday that who knows Eric Musselman and has had some dealings with him in different ways. He said he told him within the last year, he looked him in the eye and said, "When I'm 65 years old, I'm going to be in San Diego on the beach." You know, well, what is that, 5 or 6 years?
I think that's 6 years from now, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, this would just be a little earlier, I guess, than that stated goal to go. You know, another thing that happened, that as I think about this, you know, over Christmas, you might know, but Arkansas played on about the 23rd, and they beat somebody. It was a close game, and Eric said, "Well, I'm going to go out to Los Angeles for 3 days, but if we'd have lost this game, I'd have stayed here and worked on this the whole time," you know. So he did go out there during that time. Now, there are those who have said that Dutcher of San Diego State might go to USC. Why he would do that, I have no idea. They were a Final Two team last year. But if that happened, then San Diego State would come open. Where, you know, I mean, Eric played at San Diego University. A guy told me yesterday, well, he would never coach San Diego State. He hates them. Yeah, but what if he loves living in the area? You know? So, I mean, there's all kinds of things flying around. And I guess other stuff. Like, for example, look at the players that are still here. Someone said yesterday, well, maybe they're still here because they might look forward to a different coach. You know, I mean, I don't know if they get. What do you think, Matt? I mean, Mark and Battle, are those guys? What do you think their future is next year?
Man, I'm a Tremon Mark fan, Grant. I think he's our best two-way player. I think Battle has a lot of promise. I mean, the dude he's just a walking bucket and just an unbelievable offensive player. I think there's room for improvement. I think we need some bigs. The way the game is, where they're all independent contractors now and it's 1 year deals, I honestly don't know. I know when it was my time, when I was playing, it was the relationship with the coach was, I mean, that's 70% of it. I think that's what sways. So it'd be interesting to see how many of these guys you think come back. But man, I'm a big time Tremon Mark fan. I think he's our best player.
Let me throw a little monkey wrench into that too here, because if he is interviewing for the job now and it's out there and everybody's aware of this, and I'm sure that the players, you know, they have more inside info than any of us do as far as Mus's mindset and maybe where they think his attention was. How many of them right now would think about transferring just because his mind is not on building the Razorback basketball team right now, right? I mean, if they're thinking of this, for this coach, but right now it doesn't really look like he wants to be here, so what am I going to do?
They're just four left anyway.
So right, then there's not that many of them. Yeah.
I can remember as long ago as the Kent State thing when we got on to the newspaper that Stan Heath was coming as the coach. It was because one of the young reporters called some of the players, you know, and found out that's kind of how that they got that story. But it's funny, Matt, you mentioned something triggered me to say this, because this is off the sub. This is football. But you're 6'6", right? And Talen Green, I think, is at least 6'6". He might be 6'7". I mean, I saw Bobby comes up to bat his shoulders, you know, the other day at practice. And because I was asking Bobby yesterday after his press conference about the interception that Talen Green threw, and he said, well, because he threw the ball with confidence. He threw it as a nice pass. You know, he just got picked off by Hudson Clark. And so he said, well, he didn't see Hudson Clark back there. I don't know if he was hiding or what, but you know, he didn't read the safety. And he talked about how he wants him to come over the top. He's already tall enough to see over everybody, you know, and if he can start throwing over the top, he thinks that percentage will really increase. So I'm guessing that helped you a lot, being tall, right?
So, you know, well, I'm sure they do this drill too, but what they'll do is they put, it's like a, you know, the thing they throw the ball into, it's like a net with the holes, and you try. So what you do is you raise that up a little bit to about 8 foot, 9 foot. And when you're throwing a six route, a crosser route, when you're throwing a seam route, when you're, there's certain routes over the middle that are about, I don't know, the sweet spot, 16 to 22 yards. You're throwing it on a level two, so you're getting over the top where that ball starts over, and then you're coming down on it where it comes down over the fence and starts to drop where you're able to throw it right up, but it's not a sail ball where it's a level three ball. It's a level two ball. It's one of the throws that KJ struggles with the most. It's one of the toughest throws in football is that level two intermediate throw, and it sounds like what he's saying is right. If he can get that done, man, you can open up so much of the offense if you can make that throw.
The other thing with him, Matt, is leadership, too. You know, they brought three quarterbacks in after the scrimmage on Saturday, and just the way the other two guys looked at him, I mean, they like him, and he's got that kind of personality that galvanizes and that it thing you look for in a quarterback. So I think all signs are good for him.
Yeah, I mean, players are attracted to talent. I know, Grant, when a guy like a Marcus Monk came in, when a guy like Peyton Hillis came in, a Jamal Anderson on the other side of the ball, when the guys like that come in, you can tell, man. You can say, hey, that guy can go, and you're drawn to him.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here.
Eastside Liquor in Fort Smith has St. Patrick's Day specials going on right now. Shanky's Whip for $27.99, Proper 12 Apple for $29.99, Single Malt for $38.99, Blended for $28.99, Jameson Orange 750 milliliters for $25.99, and for 1.75 liters, $52.99. Redbreast Cask Strength for a new low price of $99.99. In Irish Creams, St. Brendan's 750 milliliters for $14.99, 1.75 liters for $27.99, and a new salted caramel for $14.99. Carolyn's Peanut Butter for $17.99, Bailey's Vanilla Mint Shake for $29.99, and a new flavor, chocolate, $29.99, and Five Farms for $29.99. Now, back to the podcast.
Charlie's here with us. He can be a love fool, too. I don't know if Charlie doesn't realize that's the name of the song that just played. I'm not calling you a love fool. But what's up, Charlie? How are you?
What's up, guys? Phil, hey, did you live the rock and roll lifestyle? Did you have the long hair back then? What was the deal?
Is it you or your parents in this income tax
as long bracket? As soda cans are red, white, and blue ones.
Yeah. No, I don't live a rock and roll lifestyle. I still kind of live a minor league baseball lifestyle in a sense. Very transient, between two or three places every single day.
I understand. You know, the whole must thing, I think, you know, for me, Matt, you said something at the beginning of the show, you know, look, yeah, damn with you guys, you know, if he wants to move on, I have no issue. My issue with this whole thing is people are trying to discredit his time here, you know, saying, oh, you didn't have this, you didn't have a great conference record and all this. Look, he had eight tournament wins.
He gets a B plus, A minus would be his grade. If you're talking about his 4 years here, yep, right now, how do you not be thankful for? I think it's good. I think it's 100% a passing grade.
Look, Charlie, I think I've said this before, and I think a lot of people in college basketball can view it this way too. The regular season is all about positioning yourself to have the best run you possibly can in the postseason. Now, you can have a great regular season, but if you have a bad postseason, that's what people are going to remember. You have a regular season that includes a losing record in conference. If you make it to the Sweet 16, you beat the last year's national champion, that's what people are going to remember. So you get your mind made up for you sometimes, but I think in this case, if we're pointing to the losing record in conference for a couple of years, I think people have their mind made up about that to begin with anyway.
Absolutely. That's not my thing. I'm with you guys. I'd rather, you know,
I think Muss's time here at Arkansas has been tremendous. Outside of this season, outside of this year, it's been tremendous.
It's B plus, A minus work. It's 8 out of 10. Yeah, like it's a passing grade in every way.
did Charlie leave? I guess he hung up because we started talking. He usually hangs up if the two of us start going back. I thought Charlie was going to have another thing to say there.
Sorry, Charlie.
It's all right, Charlie. Don't worry about it. And Sean from Alma texts in, and I didn't want to say it in these because I don't think it's about relevance. I think Arkansas was perfectly relevant with Mike Anderson as the head coach. You didn't win in March. That's what that was about. I mean, maybe that's in your mind, Sean, the relevance, because there are a lot of people that aren't watching a lot of college basketball until March, and then you enter the national conversation. But I think Arkansas basketball was perfectly relevant under Mike Anderson. It's just must added. What's the word here? Is it energy? Is it a
Riz?
Thank you. Yes. The Riz, to use the new term.
That's the first time I've ever used that term.
You did bring that back. Well, I think you nailed the definition. Be careful.
It's gonna be a long year.
We can't throw that word out there too often very much. but yeah, there was some of that. And what would Riz be? I mean, it's charisma. It's short for charisma, and I think Must displayed that. I think the team played with charisma a lot, and when you win in March, people pay attention to you more.
Unbelievable energy, a work ethic, a want to. I think it mattered to him. I think going out there and competing. I mean, what can you say? I mean, he did good work here at Arkansas.
Yeah, I agree. I think he did good work here. There's a weird feeling of taking a job that's a step down. You know, I mean, I'm sure there'll be. Look, Andy Enfield was asked yesterday at an introductory press conference at SMU. He was flat out honest about it. I took this job because they moved to the ACC. Like, I'm sure he's getting a raise. If that's a school that was able to raise over $100 million in just days after they announced the move to the ACC, I'm sure he's making more than the $3.8 million that USC was paying him. But on the other hand, why would you be leaving a Big Ten job for the American Conference? No, it's the ACC. It's a chance to, I guess in his mind, stay in a major league and move up a little bit. I do wonder what the ACC is going to look like though, moving forward. Like whatever that conference looks like now, it's different in 2 years. So we'll see if he's still there in 2 years. Must will have a press conference if he takes this job. He'll be asked the question too. And I'd be riveted to hear the answer of what it is about USC outside of Los Angeles.
Location.
Major city. Yeah, location, closer to mom. You know, maybe in a place that he feels more comfortable. Was he not comfortable in Fayetteville or in a place like Northwest Arkansas? You know, if there was an overture to DePaul, like really? I mean, were you really looking to move to DePaul? That's a serious step down. Even if it's Chicago, even if it's the Big East, that's a humongous step down. Louisville, I could have understood. SMU is a step down. USC is a step down. So with all of the lauding that we can do here for the job done at Arkansas, it's a step down. And that to me looks weird. Looks very weird. And it's not a good look for Arkansas, but I mean that only lasts until the next coach is hired and then you go from there.
You're the OC that Chip Kelly, you know, he was the head coach at UCLA and now he's the OC at Ohio State.
Right.
That's a little bit of a step down. I mean, it's in football program, it's a step up as far as your conference, but head coach to OC, especially a veteran guy like that. Yeah, it'd be interesting. Phil, I don't know. I don't think it's bad. Do you think it's basketball reasons? I think there's other reasons why he would be moving out west.
You can obviously attract talent to Arkansas. I mean, just look at the NBA rosters. You got how many former Razorbacks in there? Even guys that just played for Mus over the last few years. You can attract talent here, both in terms of high school talent and in terms of transfer portal talent. There's no doubt. And I'm sure you can get plenty to USC, you know, Bronny James. Bronny James is playing there because
he's in the portal.
Well, he's in the portal. That's right. But why would he have chosen USC? He could have gone anywhere. I just think he might have been more comfortable being, you know, around where his dad is playing too, you know, but now he's not. Now it's a different thing. It's to borrow your terminology, Matt, it is definitely wild out there on the frontier.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. March is Seltzer Month. Try the Mr. Beast Variety Packs, Smirnoff Smash Vodka Sodas, New High Noon Variety Packs, Absolute Vodka Cranberry Variety Packs, and Clubtail Crushers. Come by Eastside Liquor at 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith for all your liquor needs. Now, back to the podcast.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.